Monday, August 21st, 2023. Board of Equalization at 2:45. Board of Commissioner meeting at 3 p.m.
Let's call the Board of Equalization to order, and we'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this is my hair, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom. Is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Make a motion to excuse Marty from the meeting.
A second.
Call roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Consent agenda item. Approval of the previous minutes from the July 24th meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Troy.
Second.
A second by Brian. Will you call roll on the consent agenda, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like new business at 2:45. We have a hearing for the Lighthouse application for the exemption for motor vehicle taxes qualifying for nonprofit organization. It's a 2018 Chevy 3-door bearing. I never heard of that before. A VIN number of 1277083 ending. The vehicle is used for the trips and activities. Looks like the recommendation comes from Dot. Pretty simple, same formality that we go through, seems like every other. Okay. With that said, the board to consider the recommendation of the county treasurer and any other information to obtain and shall approve or deny the exemption on the basis of the of law and the rules of regulation adopted. So, anybody questions, concerns? Just need a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Okay. We've got Brian making a motion.
I'll second.
And a second by Bob on the vehicle exemption.
Mm-hmm.
Chevy. Call roll, please.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Christy obviously is not here. She looks like she was requesting some approval or clerical errors, and she must not have any if she's not here.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That on there.
Okay. I know it's kind of a formality, so we'll move on to three, mail emergency business. Is there anything that we need to discuss, Cherie?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Anybody from the public would like to say, talk about anything with the Board of Equalization? If not...
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Shorty's going to make a motion to adjourn, and we got Bob as a second, so we are adjourned, and it is 2:48.
So we will call to order the Board of Commissioners meeting. We've done the pledge. Cherie, will you do the roll call?
Bob.
Here.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Present.
Troy.
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Marty.
Second. Motion by Scott and Troy to excuse Marty. Call the roll, please.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes. Motion carried. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda, and the chair has the discretion to limit the amount of time. Anyone on the not any item not on the agenda?
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I just wanted to confirm that everybody got the email that I sent around about the
your holiday
prescription. Well, that too.
Oh.
Yeah, about the prescription situation that one of our employees has with the maximum, like we had, 2 years ago when I started. I was on the insurance committee. And with the situation with people with diabetes, the medication, they would max out and they couldn't get their prescriptions anymore. Just wondering if anybody's done any research to talk, to figure out.
I can't say that I have.
I have. I've talked to Don and Robert. They're still working on the best plan forward for the county. We understand the issue, and they have not gotten back to me on what the solution, if there is one, will be or could be.
Okay.
Not will be, could be. So there's really, so I have talked to them, but there's no final decision yet.
Okay. Well, I know last year, or 2 years ago when we talked about this before, we were able to, or you guys were able to, increase an amount.
Right.
So I didn't know. I know we're at the top of that, and it didn't increase.
Yeah, I think it went from 10 to 20,000, if I'm correct, on the insurance on meds. That's the numbers. But anyway, yes, there's discussion ongoing on that now.
Okay. All right. Then I can tell this person. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Then item two, consent agenda. Individual item may be removed. Oh, anyone else on the public comment? Yes, sir.
I promised an update on the housing development that we're going to start out in Lackawanna Drive.
Okay.
It's all in paperwork, it's all at City Hall, waiting to get the mayor to sign off on it, planning and zoning, then it's got to go to the assessor and get signed off, then to the Register of Deeds. I'm going to be putting footings within 30 days.
Okay.
The first one. I've had a meeting with the electrical power company today. Got a bid on what it's going to cost me. Giving them to go ahead. Just trying to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, that's good news. So it's been approved by South Sioux, correct?
Everybody has approved it.
So far, yeah. So we're just...
We dropped the paperwork, the final plats off to City Hall Thursday.
Okay.
And everybody just needs to sign it.
And we have it on here today, too, later for approval.
Of the planning and zoning anyways, but I think...
Right.
I think that Jesus basically let us know that. And the other thing that we need to look at, I know that... But we're talking about it real quick here. I know that I was out seeing Jolene, and this conversation came up because, of course, it's on the agenda to approve. But the actual mapping of the road, I don't know what discretion where the engineer got from what, but it was like actually where Gene's property starts, right where the houses start, and then it went to the end. And I don't remember the footage, 2,500 feet of some sort, but from the houses to 110 showed it was going to stay gravel, which, you know, that's pointless is what that is.
I think that's from 110 to my property line is a different street name, so there might just have been a misunderstanding about how it was put out to bid.
So from 110 to there, it's a street name, and then, okay, so...
Then as soon as you go around the corner, then it turns into Lackawanna
Drive. Do you know that, Jolene?
Yeah. The issue with the engineer was the curves in there, though, wondering how to...
It's just like the first curvy road in the county. I mean, I don't understand. Everybody's just like, you hear about roads and the height, and, I mean, good God. It's like, talk about dictation from the states and this and that. I mean, give me a break.
Working on relaxing some of that, though. But
I think they're in a curve in the road.
We can look at getting better numbers from the highway.
Well, I think we need to. We need to get the numbers from the highway all the way to the end. I mean, obviously, because
there's no sense in doing any of it if you don't do the whole
thing. I didn't realize there was two names. That's the first I've heard of that. It's, what's the first name? What's the name of the first road? Does anybody know?
155th Street.
And then we're on the curve, it goes to Lackawanna Drive?
Yes.
Okay, that's odd.
Gene, are you doing these in phases? You have so many in
there
phases.
There are 16 lots in this first phase.
The curve,
okay.
When that gets, I'm assuming 50 to 75% full, then we'll do the second phase, which is another 14 lots.
Okay. I mean, I can see...
Everything right along the road is phase one.
Okay.
I don't foresee having trouble filling it out. I've had so many people asking me for a number what I'm going to charge for a lot, and I just haven't been able to put that together since I just got a number from the power company, and that was a huge number, taking a big dent out of it.
Okay. 150K for utilities.
Just for the power.
Wow. What's the water going to cost you?
I haven't got that from Lance. I'm assuming around $3,000 a lot for the piping, then it's $4,000 for a hookup.
Yeah, there's a lot of numbers you got to factor in together before you start throwing numbers out there, because
the surveyor's going out this week to set the pins for each individual lot. I just got the wheat combine off it a week ago, and he's starting that this week. He's on his books to do that. I told him I wanted to start right away.
Are people asking if it's going to be hard surfaced?
Few of them have been.
Yeah.
Few of them have been.
Just wondering.
Yep. I'm going to start throwing some numbers at them here pretty quick.
Okay.
We're going to start. It's the first duplex. Me and Tammy are going to own it ourselves and lease it out. Our daughter's going to move into one side, and we're going to rent the other side out. The rest of them, we might build a spec home. I don't know, but I just want to sell the lots, basically.
So. We appreciate the update.
Yeah, okay.
That's about all I got. It took so long.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Thanks, Gene.
You bet. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay, then back to the consent agenda. Which consists of approval of the previous meeting minutes, August 7th, approval of payroll claims, August 6th to the 19th, approval of payroll accounts payable claims, approval of monthly accounts payable claims, approval of officials' reports, register of deeds, clerk of court, approval of chair to sign the annual certification form regarding the allocation and expenditure of the highway STP and bridge buyback HBP programs. Troy and I went through the payroll and claims, accounts payable claims earlier. Everything is in order on those.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'm going to make a motion on the consent agenda items to approve A through F, and with F, with the chair signing the annual certificate for the STP and the HBP programs.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carried. Thank you.
Present.
Item 3, new business and resolution, Sheriff's Office to present distress warrant report showing the total amount collected on current distress warrants and amount remaining uncollected. Board approved report and authorized the assessor to remove from the property tax roll said properties recommended on Sheriff's distress warrants report to be stricken and deleted by correction. Randy?
Any questions on the handout?
No, any questions from the board?
$60,409.33.
Yep. Everything was satisfied. So the only ones that weren't, there's three that I guess weren't satisfied. There's three that we're going to ask you to strike. One of them we sold at a sheriff's auction for about $2.
Nice.
The guy did on it.
Nice.
And from the way he was talking, I'm assuming that it's on its way to the landfill.
It's on what?
Pieces on its way to the landfill.
Oh. Good.
So the other two, one of them's gone. And that was the problem with, I've discussed that with the trailer court when they were going through their transition. One of them got moved out, and the other one burned down back 2 years ago, and for some reason last year it didn't get stricken. I don't know why, but so we got to, they've already put a new one, the same people on that lot, but so there's three to be stricken. I just need a motion from the board to do that. And I can tell Christy and she'll strike them, because what she does is like the one that's sold. That guy got a bill of sale for that. Management of the trailer court bought it so he could basically strike me another. He gets a bill of sale from that date back, erasing all the back taxes, which would be the 22s and 23 taxes, and it's taken off the tax roll. If he did not destroy it, he's required by law then to get the title in his name, and say somebody buys it from him and wants to rebuild it, he has to bring them down here and get it back on the tax rolls, and it's assigned a new property tax ID number and starts getting taxed at what it's valued at again. But back, but he still gets that clear title.
Okay, so you need a motion, obviously, for the report to approve the report, and then also
you need motion is going to be concerning the striking ones.
Okay.
So you need permission for the one that we sold, the sheriff's sale.
Yep.
So that guy gets clear title.
Okay, so I'll make a motion on that.
And there's two other ones, which one is a vacant lot, there's nothing there, but
yep.
You need to strike those.
Okay, I'll make a motion on that one.
And the one that burned.
And the one that burned down.
Yes.
Okay. So as far as the three that Randy just discussed, and as far as report, okay.
Okay. Second.
Stricken or strikened?
Stricken.
Struck.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve.
Thank you, Randy.
No problem.
Approve the recommendations from Randy. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Approve.
Okay, item B, approved resolution 23C-020 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County Ag Society.
Okay, we see the dollar amounts. Obviously, they're all set. Motion 23C-020. I will make a motion for the allocation levy for Dakota County Ag Society.
Okay, I'll second that. Call the roll, please. Cherie.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, motion carried. Item C, approved resolution 23C-021 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County Historical Society. Did I say historical first, or did I say
I think
ag?
You said Dakota County Ag, I do believe.
Ag, okay, so this one is the historical society.
Okay, so resolution 23C-021.
Yep.
The approval of the final allocation for Dakota County Historical Society, I will make a motion to approve.
Second that.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve. Item C, call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item D, approved resolution 23C-022 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota Covington Rural Fire Protection District.
23C-023, I will make a motion for the Dakota County Rural Fire Department District on their allocation of levy.
022. It's 022, not 023.
Next one's 23. We're doing the first. 022.
Oh, okay, so my bad. I overlooked, okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the correction.
I'll second that. Motion by Scott, seconded by myself to approve item D, the Dakota Covington Rural Fire Protection District levy. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Now approve resolution 23C-023 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Emerson Rural Fire Protection District and Homer Rural Fire Protection.
Anybody want this one?
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion on 23C-023 for the Emerson Rural Fire Protection District and Homer Rural Fire Protection for their final allocation of the levy authority.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve item E. Call the roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Item F, approve resolution 23C-024 to declare the following items a surplus to sell on Big Iron, 10,000, first item, 10,000 gallon fiberglass bulk tank, a 40 horsepower electric motor, a one fluid pump, one blue harvester, fluid tank approximately 60 feet diameter, and miscellaneous hoses.
I got a question on this. The 10,000 gallon tank, is that the tank that Fred and I, when we went to the state yard? Okay, something totally different.
This is just all stuff left over.
Okay, left over over here. Okay, I was thinking, when we went down to the state sale down in Lincoln way back when, I thought maybe that was the tank that we purchased.
No, we have that out at the road department.
Okay,
this
good.
Is just stuff left over.
Okay, from up here? Mm-hmm. So, basically, stuff that we would never use that was just left up here at the state yard when we purchased it this spring, right?
Correct.
Okay, so, yeah, you guys know what you need and what you don't need. Pretty simple. I guess I'll make a motion to approve the resolution 23C-024 on declare the following items to be put on big iron. And as listed, the 10,000 tank, the 40-gallon electric pump, motor, one fluid pump, one blue harvester tank, fluid tank approximately 60 feet in diameter, and miscellaneous hoses.
I'll second.
Does that take care of everything in that yard, Jolene, that we don't want?
Some of it is just garbage that we're just going to have to haul away.
Okay.
Some of them plastic totes and stuff, they're disintegrating, so okay. We just need this.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Troy, I believe, to approve 23C-024. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Moving on to item G, Homer deck, bridge deck repair discussion and determine best option for traffic control and length of project. Jolene?
So I've been having some discussions with Dan from MEI, the engineer on the project. We are hoping to have it bid out in July. We are waiting on the village of Homer because they talked about wanting to do their approach and they decided not to do that at this point. So in talking to Dan, he said we could close the bridge. He gave us an estimate. I think it was $210,000. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now for some reason. And that's if we just closed the bridge down for a couple of weeks and went in and fixed it. But if we wanted to eliminate it to one lane, keep it open to traffic for cars to be able to get in and out of Homer, we're looking at about $10,000 a week for traffic lighting on Highway 77. So we could close it down. The hope would be get it done in 2 weeks. But limiting it to one lane, we're adding another week or two, so it could be a month. So we're looking at $30,000 to $40,000 extra for this project. He's wanting to know how to bid it out.
Last time they did that, they closed the road, I believe.
They did. Then Brent went out at 3 in the morning and maintained the road because there was always had to do it every night. There's too much traffic to do it during the day. We ran a water truck for the 2-3 weeks to keep the water down. I guess I'm not sure if fire and rescue had any issue because there's only one entrance in the Homer, so they would have to go around.
Sure, your thought process.
So I think they're going to have a lot of traffic on the road at certain times trying to get in and out of town, and there's a lot of traffic on 77. I think it could be a danger just having people sitting in the middle hanging out because you have, you know, on the south side and the north side, the cars are flying through there.
Was this about correct me if I'm wrong, was this probably like a 10-year deal ago when they shut the whole bridge down? I'm just guessing. I remember it happening.
I guess I bet you're close.
I remember it happening. And Jolene and I discussed it, and I don't know if anybody's had this conversation with Jolene, and of course, you know, it's not a
good situation.
It is a tough situation. I mean, couldn't agree more with Troy. You know, I think it becomes more of a liability for people out there, and you know, with the lights and etc. I mean, it can. I mean, traffic flows through there pretty good. And is it a pain in the ass? Obviously, driving the dirt road, you know, coming off of, I don't remember the road, but right where they built everything and then going back down, you know, in front of roadies. I mean, yes, but 2 weeks versus a month and an extra $40,000. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. How's that sound? Let's flip a coin. That's what my kids would do. They just flip a coin.
Well, how did anything else, Jolene, on so when they did close it, other than Brent going out there, Troy, you might have more information on that.
You also have the south side too. There would be some people using that entrance too. That's a mile south or a mile north. So I mean, you would have people using both ends, but and then you are going to have more maintenance on the road for sure. But
awesome. If the gas station caught on fire, they have to call. That's what worries me is.
Or there's an accident out there.
But if fire there's a lot of rescue trying to get there.
But if there's a lot of traffic on the road and everybody's trying to get
and
in and out,
they can cause an accident as
that
well.
That can cause an accident, yeah. And it's going to be hard to get out for fire and rescue if you have all those people waiting to come in on both sides. And
so that's why I told Dan I wasn't going to make that choice.
Well, okay, if I had to make a decision today, okay, if you're asking me, I would say just shut it down and get it done in 2 weeks. That's what I would say. And just because it ain't so much the expenses, I think that getting it done in half the time and the stoplights and the liability and just the danger out there, I think that the money, it has to be able to offset it. If we got to put a little extra rock down and a little extra blading and some water, so be it. Have it done in half the time. What's start date on this thing?
This budget year. Like I said, we were hoping to bid it out in July, and then we kind of got set back a little bit with Homer, and then they decided not to do it.
Half of the people you're going to piss off, and the other half is going to be happy that you did it, vice versa. So what difference does it make? I mean, that's why they voted us to put us in there to make those decisions, I guess, right? But that's what I would say. So that's my opinion. Get her done.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree with you on closing it down, getting it done, and get out.
Yep. Now. That's what I would say.
I'd agree with you, Scott.
Yeah.
That's the plan we have over in Jackson, too. Because, with the railroad tracks right there, too, you have people hanging out on the highway.
Yeah.
At least with Jackson, that's a little easier for people to, maneuver around and not have to go as far.
Well, they just have to go back to the normal, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that if they didn't want to drive the gravel, they just have to go, down to 110 and buzz around. It's just the way it is. At least they're dealing with hard surface the whole time. Yeah, it's an inconvenience, but.
Is that a Jolene, because Scott mentioned like 10 years ago, is that a normal lifespan on a bridge?
They didn't do the whole, they just did some patching on it.
Okay.
And I think when we did that, I think we had stoplights out there, didn't we?
I can't remember.
They didn't have stoplights, I think, because they did shut the whole thing down. That's right. I remember there were stoplights out there for some reason. I can't remember what that was. But anyways, yeah. Okay.
So it sounds like, Jolene, are you needing it sounds like we have three for sure. Brian, I don't know your thoughts on closing.
I want to hear his thoughts.
On closing the
just pondering it, thinking about it.
I know, it's a tough decision. It really is, but, when Jolene and I originally talked, that's the first thing I said. Is like, that's an interesting concept of what to do. But I think the in and out is the best thing. And like you said, I didn't realize... I probably should have, but I didn't realize there was a south end coming in and out as well.
I mean, that'll alleviate some traffic.
Is where we put that new bridge in.
It's nice. I mean, it's pretty good through there. Yeah.
So anyway, it sounds, Jolene, like we have a majority here that think closing is best. So if you need that, then from us.
I still want to hear Brian's theory on this. Just because,
Well, I'm good with it. I'm just thinking of the public safety aspect of it. But
so what, as a stoplight's out there on the highway or not on the highway?
That's what I'm still pondering. I'm still thinking about that.
Are you thinking the fire department?
Fire department side of it, but I'll go with you guys on it. Whatever.
But it's a mile. How far is the
mile? It might be just a little. South is probably like closer to 2 miles, maybe 1.7 or 1.8 miles.
But regardless, if I just may add one other thing. Regardless, however you look at it, let's just say, for instance, they're saying 2 weeks. Okay, Mother Nature is not kind.
Right.
Okay. All of a sudden, it becomes 3 weeks. But you got to remember,
that's just the gamble of even if you went with the two lane, it could say four and it could end up six.
Right.
I mean, so you really don't know. You know, or it could end up with the four. But if they're going to be down on the first part, they're going to be down on the second part.
So this is, they would have to go on South Bluff to 225th to the highway there. Or here, they would have to, I can't see very well, come over here and come down on Omaha Avenue and get on the highway. So
no, it's shorter.
This one's a little
shorter north.
Yeah.
And then maybe we could contact Homer and they could put it up on their sign like a week ahead of time so people are kind of
prepared.
Some will be, some won't, but yeah. If we had some idea.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll know here in the next month or so, get these bids rolling out.
Okay.
And even though I don't have a say, I'm kind of an impatient person, me, I would take the dirt road rather than sit and wait for a stoplight.
Right. Here, so
yeah, I'm just whatever.
Some people are okay with dirt roads, you know.
Sometimes it's got shaken where you can't get nowhere.
Right. I know.
Okay. I know there's a culvert on
Bluff
Road. We're going to do this fall.
That'll look like it.
Drainage issues on the corner, but yeah.
She's going to get
busy
now. Okay. So anyway, Jolene, I think we have, as I said, a majority thinking on closure.
Okay.
If that's what you need, right?
We think that's the best option, right?
Yeah.
Best option.
I think so.
Going forward. So so we won't need, there's
and
no.
And like Kelly, what Troy said, let's make sure once we figure out a date and a timeline that we can definitely let the people of Homer know that what's going to happen.
So you're thinking, Jolene, or do you even know this fall yet? Probably not.
Well, it has to be this year, I would think, wouldn't it?
Well, but
it
we
just
got...
depends. Well, we want to bid it out the same time as Jackson, hoping to get a better deal if, like, the state contractor comes in and kind of
okay.
gives us a twofer.
So to be continued.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then we will move on to item...
Thank you.
H, yeah, thanks, Jolene. Board to approve or not approve a final plat of Mari Addition in South Sioux City's extraterritorial jurisdiction located in the part of the northeast quarter of Southwest Quarter and part of Government Lot 3, all in Section 36, Township 29 North, Range 8 East, 6 p.m., Dakota County, Nebraska. This subdivision consists of lots 1 through 16, lots R1, R2, and R3. Subdivision area is 25.617 acres. This subdivision was approved by the planning and zoning.
You know, I've had a lot of mixed emotions on this thing. What was you going to say? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Gene kind of gave a description. The planning and zoning board gave their approval, so... it's kind of, it's in our extraterritorial jurisdiction, so we just kind of fall in line with South Sioux, so.
Well, everything sounds like Gene talked earlier, everything's in motion and he has a good game plan and hopefully that everything gets stamped, signed, sealed, and then the county board can move forward and figure out, Jolene, if you would, I think everybody agrees, obviously this thing's going to happen and we've talked about it for the last X amount of months. Of getting prices on hard surface and from 110 on down. So I think maybe we should take the step on that next. Everyone agree?
That's probably the most logical.
Yep. But I will make a motion to approve the final plat for the Mari Addition. Do I need to read the whole thing?
No, probably not.
Okay, good. I will.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay. Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve the Mari Addition plat. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
I approve.
Motion carried. Gene, did you remember anything else you want to discuss before? No. You're good?
Gene, I'll see you.
Soon.
I'll see you soon. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on then to item 4. Old business and miscellaneous. First item is Jolene with her road report.
Okay. We had 271.75 hours maintained, 25 hours of overtime, 41 hours on tree removal, 90 hours on all bridges. They went around and cleaned gravel off bridges and the weeds up to the approaches and stuff. We do have bridge inspections. They could possibly be working on them this week. Those are just our fracture criticals. They were going to come out and do a handful of them. 6 hours finishing up culvert on 164th Street. Sorry, guys, we did not run the magnet. Cross that off. Gravel hauling, 51 hours. 715.6 ton and 3/4 clean was hauled out on the roads. We spent 9 hours repairing signs. And we had grading concerns on Blyberg and requests for gravel on Hall and L Avenue.
What are we doing on overtime? What are they working on?
Mostly Dave has been doing a lot of it, hauling into the yard or hauling out on roads. He's done a lot. Just Friday he hauled out on S Avenue, and the week before that he was out on T. And we had another guy late last Friday.
Jolene, while you're up there, would you just briefly discuss a little bit of the gravel versus red rock discussion that we had last week? We had somebody call, or I had a call that wondered about rock and et cetera. So just briefly, why and...
For one thing, cost. We can't run down to West Point. We can get a couple loads a day, where when we're coming out of LG Everest, we get 3/4 clean, cheaper, and it kind of sets the road up a little bit better, especially on a new grade. If you got a road that's in pretty good condition, the gravel doesn't seem to do so bad. But like I was telling you, my road hadn't had gravel on it 20 years, and they put gravel on it, and 2 days later, it's gone. So the red rock kind of helps a little bit with road stabilization.
Okay. So just anyway, so the board, just so you're aware, if you get any calls on that, that's why we do what we do, I guess.
There's a place for everything.
Yep. And she was okay with that. This person was okay with that. And
and Dixon County, I know she kept comparing us to them, and it's, they use either or also. So it just depends on where it's at.
Well, it was quoted that they were all gravel. and I don't know that. I don't drive the roads in Dixon very much at all. So I wouldn't know that. But anyway, thanks for doing that and explaining that. And she was okay by the end of our conversation.
Any other questions?
No.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks.
Okay, item B, board to discuss and approve or deny the residents of Lackawanna Drive request to have the trees sprayed in the lake bed and paid for by the county. Scott, do you want to...
So Wally Bierman contacted me a few months back about the trees were growing. Obviously, we know the lake, and I don't know, I'm not a professional, but since Mark Galvanicius is not, I'm assuming he's not doing his dredging. And Gene, if you want to shed the light on this, I don't know. But everybody tells me, since he's not doing that, it's made the lake deplete in water, obviously. So 3/4 of the lake, I think it was, I was told 40 or 50 acres of the lake, 40, I don't know. Anyways, give or take, is turned into trees, cottonwood trees. So when Wally called me a few months back and said that Gene Martin said that he could get them sprayed for $800 to eliminate them, and then at a later time, probably a couple weeks ago, probably 3 weeks ago, Nutrition Ag up here, the crop productions, Marty called me and he says, hey, Wally's contacted me and he wants these, he said that you okay to spray them. I'm like, well, hold on a second there. And he's like, it's the minimum's gonna be $3,000 to spray these trees and to get rid of these cottonwoods with the helicopters. So, and at that time I was like, well, this has to be discussed by the board. You know, 800 to a minimum of 3 is a big difference.
Right.
So anyways, they got a tree problem going on out there. And we know from over the years, you know, the people that live out there. I mean, there's no water, very little water, but I know they've all wanted to, you know, revamp, and we've heard it time and time again of trying to get the lake to where it needs to be. Does it need to be a tree farm again or a tree brush? I don't know. I told Wally that I'd put it on the agenda, and we could discuss it if we want to get the tree sprayed so it stays its natural water body.
Somebody told me, Scott, that number one, when I asked about it, that it was on private property.
I can't answer that.
I don't know that either, but that's what they said. And I mean, we don't spray trees on private property, correct, Jolene? No.
Well, I couldn't imagine. I mean.
So anyway, I mean that's my initial thoughts on that. So are these? Are these like in where the lake was?
Yeah.
Where
the water was.
In the lake.
Trees
okay.
Are
so okay. Well, anyway.
Private property. Don't know who owns the lake. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know where they're at either. But I'm going to be a no on this one if it comes to whether we do it or not. So that's my. Unless somebody can enlighten me and tell me that this is something that we need to start doing.
I mean, it ain't every day we have a lake that dries up and it turns to trees.
Right.
You know, I mean, that doesn't happen on a yearly, a 10-year as far as that goes.
Right.
You know, so they just got a situation out there that, you know, I don't know what the answer is. I wanted to get your guys' input, and that's why I said let's discuss it. Who owns it? I can't answer that. I would think it has to be, if I had to guess, it has to be something with the state, if I had to guess, because was did the state own the park at the one time way back in the day, and then was the school getting the revenue off it, or the school purchased it or something? Is that correct?
Gene, can you shed any light on this at all?
The lake debt was, I paid taxes on the lake debt at one time. Granted, that's minimal. It's only like a dollar an acre. Over time, I parceled it off, some of the pieces, to the people that live on the Lake You Want to Drive. A majority of the lake debt now is owned by, I don't know the guy's name, but he lives in where the old airplane hangar is, or the old... Like You Want a Beach area. Mm-hmm. That guy that lives there owns a majority of the lake right now.
Okay.
He pays taxes on it, but he's kind of governed by the DNR. Mm-hmm. If you guys do go to spray that, tread lightly on that. Me being a farmer, you really got to watch what you spray on. You can get a lot of
other vegetation. Is that what you're saying?
You can't spray certain chemicals in an area that has the ability to contain water. You're getting into the federal end of it then. So tread lightly if you decide to do that.
Well, I've already treaded on a no, so I'd be
that's probably the safest thing. I hate to see a girl a lot, but Mother Nature.
And this is the reason why we have these discussions, you know, and then it just so happens here you are, and, you know, you've been paying some monies on it, and you know who owns it, and et cetera. So I think that you just help the conversation just go where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. Fair statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we need a motion to deny? Okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion to deny the spraying of Lake Iwana to have the trees sprayed in the lake bottom. Just following the issues and
okay.
Ownership.
I'll second.
All right. Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to deny the spraying of the trees in the lake bed at Lake Iwana. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Item C, Dove Trail Road, board to discuss and approve, deny, or request further options regarding tree removal and maintenance of the road.
So this one, I'll tell you what I know about this one from doing some checking. A couple of weeks ago, I don't know if I mentioned at the last meeting, Tim Lamprick from that has done, he's our engineer or surveyor that does some work for us, was talked to me about that area out there. And he pretty much said that it's kind of a, where it's kind of a challenge, let's put it that way. So I'm not really sure where the county right-of-way would be as in terms of that. So what Tim thought though was that if the line would move on the county right-of-way there, it would move
to the west.
West.
Yep.
And which then, you know, takes it into
people's front yards,
somebody's yard,
yep.
Things like that. So you know that much about it. So so I'm not sure that the trees then that, you know, why this came up, if those would even come into play if things were right where they needed to be with the line, right? But talking to Jolene and Brent about that road out there, and I know all of you, and I've been out there myself, have seen that road. Jolene, Jolene, you want to explain the temporary, or not temporary, but one possible, not solution, but something to address it going forward rather than nothing at all.
So since we aren't quite sure where this line is, I had a conversation with Brent. We talked about going in there, cleaning up the ditch, building up the road, getting it shaped up to see if that helped get the water off, keep the ice from accumulating on it, go through winter, and if it's still having issues, then look at taking out the trees. Brent said the trees will not be in the way for him to do what he needs to do with the dirt work part of it. Because they might not be our trees, you know.
Well,
the trees out would help with the sun melt, or
melting
the road and
if I'm not mistaken, I think that's kind of what they're after. And I know that Swick's give a bid, met with Brian out there, and then at that time, I know that Rick Bosquet was like, well, let me just, you know, verify with the landowner that he's okay.
That
because we know the
question.
Road's not going to change. The road's going to stay the same. If it's supposed to go west X amount of feet yet, or if it's not, the road's going to stay the same.
Right.
We've maintained it for how many decades? That's just the way the road is. The road is what it is. It's a hazard coming out. And so if we think we can build it up, get the proper drainage, without taking the trees out, but I did, you know, Switch has $2,600, and I know that by them grinding the stumps, and this is the first thing that came to my mind, is if they cut them out, grind the stumps, are the stumps going to be in the way when we go to want to do our ditch work? I was told yes, okay, that they would be in the way. Okay, I don't know the root system, I'm not an arborer, so I don't know, but Rick, with, you know, originally when Troy and I and Brent met him out there, he just wanted to take the graveler, pull him out, take him to his farmyard, burn him. And that would give us our access for our ditch. And there's poles in there, and there's trees in there, and he said $2,000 he would take everything out and get rid of everything, roots and all. So it doesn't make a difference to me as long as the road gets built up and there's drainage. That's the only thing, you know. And so whatever, it makes no difference to me.
Did we get an answer, though, with that landowner?
He said, okay, yeah. Matter of fact, Rick Bosquet was getting the diggers people out there, and just so we know if we're going to do ditch work or if we're going to remove trees or whatever. But the landowner was okay with it.
Yeah, which is Carl Heinz, I do believe. So, anyways, that's where we're at.
He's on the east side.
Yeah, that's where we're at. So, whatever you guys decide you want to do, if you want to remove the trees, Swick's 2,600, Rick is 2,000, completely gone, and yeah, you get some sunlight and some meltage, and or if you guys just want to go out there as the road department, build the road up, get the drainage, the ditch work. Yeah.
Well, Scott, just to have the conversation, Tim Lamprick, you know, and his thoughts on because he must have done some work out there years ago.
That was 7-8 years ago, wasn't it?
That's what yeah, I
was
he
right,
started.
Right, and so he knows that. So he basically told me that, you know, he could go out there and spend a lot of time and a lot of money and but we might not want to know what the answer is. Or you know, because if that line would move to the west, you know, that's not good for those folks.
No, it's not good for anybody.
And anyway, it's so before we sold, as a plan, rather than tearing the trees out, et cetera, and Jolene and Brent have said that we could do some work on the road, try to alleviate some of the
drainage,
et cetera, and then take a look from there. So
again,
I think we're just kicking a can down the road. I think we're gonna have to remove those trees.
Yeah,
I would be for just trying to build it up and try that first and see what happens. I guess that's my opinion.
I know, Brian, and I hate to just kick it down the road, but I can't. I've been talking to the deeds office, talking to the roads, trying to find out, you know, some more about Dove Trail, et cetera. Without, because I told Tim Lamprick when I talked to him last time, okay, don't go do all this work out there until you hear from us. So, you know, that's probably step one if we really want to know before we do the trees is to have him do that. To actually know
what's
out there, because we don't know. We know there's a road or whatever you want to call it, Dove Trail. We know that's there. So I'm not trying to kick it down the road, but we just don't know. We don't have 100%. Like, okay, here's the
right,
line.
Right.
There's a 20-foot discrepancy in the lines that mm-hmm. he's found in his research, and that's pretty huge.
So 20 feet. So that obviously I think we contested to that. Basically, that was a minimum maintenance road at one point in time, of some sort, possibly. I'm just throwing it out there. And then all of a sudden, the road was made. And then all of a sudden, here comes the houses.
Houses are up there already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then the houses came in, and so
20 feet would be right up into pretty much their front door.
It'd be pretty close. It would be very close. But like I said, we know, end of the day, the road's not going anywhere. It's going to stay there. We don't want to dig. We don't want to fish. We don't want to know. I guess it's just a matter of, do we want to remove the trees? Obviously, no. Some, yes. And then just get rid of the problem and then build it up. Or do we just want to try to, you know, eliminate the $2,000 of getting rid of everything and having it done right? And then not questioning it, you know. I guess that's where I'm at. But, okay.
So we need a motion either way.
What happens as we are sitting here right now, and I think it's going to be divided? What happens then?
My concern would be more of a foreclosure type issue. because I'm dealing with that right now. If the description is incorrect on any of that, we're going to have a bigger problem later. So, just throwing that out there.
Are you talking about?
If you don't make sure that everything's correct now.
So what you're saying is the can of worms is open. We need to go move forward and figure it all out.
Well, I think that would be plan. If we want to do that, that's plan A.
Okay. But just talking to the county attorney, that's basically what she's saying is, you know, we know there's an issue, and instead of just wiping it under the rug
and
going away,
please.
That's probably a bad thing.
Yeah.
So basically, what we need to do is as much as we don't want to know, but we need to know. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I don't know what that answer would be.
Tim's going to have to do some digging, and the county's going to have to spend a little bit of money to figure it out, just in case. Mm-hmm. If you know that whole road, I don't know how many houses are on there. Maybe five, six houses down through that whole road, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with that said,
this is just trees here, then,
right,
Scott.
Right, but so with that said, are we just going to? We're going to move forward with Tim, correct?
I'm assuming, yes.
Do we table this and then go to the next meeting and talk about if we're going to have it surveyed or not?
Yeah, this is just...
This is just to do with the trees here.
I understand.
But in the meantime, I mean, Jolene, how much would that be? I don't know what that work entails out there that you guys could do to that road.
Are you talking cost-wise, or just...
Or just job-wise. Right.
I think Brent said it could do it in a few days. I mean, that's going to need to be done regardless at this point.
Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah. Okay, but I guess we as a board, we just need to figure out... I just want to get something resolved, okay? And basically, I think the best thing is what's going to happen here is...
We can vote on road maintenance. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, let's just do that because this is what's going to happen. And I'm thinking out loud is I know where we're at with the trees, and I think we should just start something and get something going, meaning let you guys go out there in your 2 days, build it up, see what it does. If it doesn't work through this winter, guess what? Then we'll know that we need to do something different, I guess. Because otherwise, I know that if we take this to the next board, it's going to be the same answer.
Is that your motion?
Is that okay?
Road maintenance?
Yeah, road maintenance. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say just let them do their thing, because otherwise it's just going to be pushed off another 2 weeks. And we already know the wheels are slow turning SOB, so let's just roll with it.
Is there a second on the maintenance?
As maintenance, just building up the road. And
right.
I'd second that.
Okay, fair enough, Scott.
That's perfect.
Okay.
I just want to get something going and see what takes place.
Okay.
Otherwise, nothing's going to happen.
All right. Brian, any comments?
Nope, that's fine. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second then to proceed with the road maintenance on that particular on Dove Trail. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right.
So just real quick, Jolene, I know the road department limited this and that. They said take a couple days. We'll probably have this done within a month, give or take. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Item.
Are you asking or telling?
No, I'm just asking. I would never tell. I have no right to tell. All right.
Item D. Discuss and approve or deny projects with monies from the American Rescue Plan.
I'm a team player, you know that, right?
Relief funding. First item is review and award or deny bid to replace the fencing around the Dakota City Road Shop yard. So we have bids here. I'm sure you guys have all seen that fence down there.
Yeah.
It's pretty
raggedy.
Yeah, it's been there forever. So we have these three bids. For the fence, just to kind of, and a new gate.
Is the gate going to be a swinger, huh? It ain't going to be a slider. Is that what they? I see the one.
I mean, the slider obviously is going to be a lot more monies, and no more, I suppose, when everybody goes in and out of there, whatever.
Yeah, it's a...
I get it.
It's a, yeah, the swinger.
A swinger, I said. Did everybody catch that?
So, the, Jolene, so all bid with 6 foot, or 6 foot with barbed wire, and then two bid with 8 foot?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So 8 foot is, there's no barbed wire on the top of the eight. Gotcha. Okay. So there you go, guys.
So, okay. There's a lot of numbers all over the place on these two bids. Three bids. There's three.
I know.
There's a lot of numbers all over the place.
I didn't even put the fourth one on there because it was $65,000.
Okay.
So
the six foot with barbed wire, Sioux City Fencing is 28.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
American Fencing is 41, and then the Cardis is 50,000, 707. Okay. And then below that, it shows it says subtract 1980 if the county removes the fence. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the other one was $5,600 if the county removes. So they're down to 45. Now I'm assuming the Sioux City fence, they're removing the fence?
Mm-hmm.
For the 28,630, mm-hmm. or the 368? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they all remove.
I was going to say, we don't want to go in there and deal with the removing of fence.
Be a good weekend project for you.
Oh, I could do it if you really want me to.
No. So I guess
1979, because the other people were 1980.
The question is, I guess, well, 6 foot barbed wire or 8 foot regular? Because it looks like Sioux City Fence has both of the lesser bids.
What do you think? What would you guys do?
Jolene, what do you think?
But to me, barbed wire, with all the shit blowing in the air, it just gets caught in there, this and that. I think an 8-footer would be fine. Do you think?
I guess either way would be.
I mean,
it doesn't matter if you have an 8-foot fence or
they're,
catch
they're
the same
gonna
stuff.
Get in. If they want to get
well,
in.
Well, you're going to catch the same stuff blowing in the air.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying they're going to get in regardless they want to get in.
True. Just got the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
so
I would think an 8-foot fence would look nicer than having the barbed wire around the top of it looking like a prison.
Okay. I can agree with that, Brian. Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion for the 8-foot fence from Sioux City Fence for $35,784.
Okay, I will second that. Any other discussion? If not, call the roll, please, Shereen.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, the next item is review and award or deny bid for new office furniture desk in the county attorney's office. I'll be darned. Kim's wanting a new desk. So you have these proposals here.
Just leave the light back on.
Is this for the whole office, Kim?
Nope.
Who's it for? You?
Yep.
Anything special up there?
I got broken parts. I got legs that are coming off.
If you kick it wrong,
it will just come
off. Listen, I put one of my good books underneath there on the leg, and I got to pull it out every now and then.
I have metal blocks or wood blocks that
were going to. How old is the desk you have right now?
Oh, it's old.
Before I was born?
Rick tried to fix it. It's probably before I was born. I don't know.
It's definitely.
Well, she's been here 18?
Yeah.
And it was there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And Kim's a frequent shopper of the surplus sale in the basement. So, you know, once every 18 years or so.
So you got one. You got one for $99.25, and then you have Eeks for $10,079.
If you look at the Eeks one, that's with replacing like the filing cabinets and things that I took out of the surplus. So if you I'm a hoarder. The desk itself is $72,17.28.
That's on the second page, Scott, on
third page.
Eeks.
Third page
on Eeks.
Oh, the 72, 17, 28. Yep.
So that's it, right, Kim? That's all you need on that?
So that's the money you need to get your new setup with some cabinets and get rid of all the surplus stuff that's been passed down and passed down and passed down to make yourself have a new office?
That would be his end amount.
$10,000 and some change. So yep. The desk is the 72-17, and then you have the 24-71, which is
bookcase.
Yep. So the total is the $10,000 and some change, $79.
And that's one of them, and then the other one I tried to get three, just because we have three places, and why not go to all of them? So you should have the other one.
The other one was 12.
Yes.
12. And then the other one, I don't think they...
They didn't call back. I went there, and the salesperson was at lunch, left my number, and got their card, and they didn't return call or call me, so gave up on them.
So they're close enough in dollar
to amount. 10 that I got, tried to get three.
Right, but point is which one does it for you? Either one, does it matter? I mean, is one...
It's comparable desk.
But you
another item.
The Eeks, right?
He did have me go there and look at the colors and things to try to make sure it was something that would last and, you know, for future people, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
So, one other question real quick. Are they both comparable? Meaning Office Elements...
Yes.
They're both
same brands.
Same everything.
Yep.
And we do business with both places.
I don't know about the office. We do Eeks.
I know we do Eeks, but I didn't Office Elements. I guess I didn't. I mean, you're talking. Correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, please. But you're talking. Less than about $125 difference.
Right.
I sure see a lot more Eeks.
$2,000 difference.
Yeah.
What?
12 versus 10.
Where's the 12 at? I don't see the 12.
I don't see the 12 either.
I see a 9925.
I don't see the 12. So there must be another page.
He's got another page that has.
So anyway, it's
okay. Eeks is the total of $10,079 even. So yep. I'm going to make a motion for the county attorney to get a new office equipment, not equipment, desk, filing cabinets, whatever's. We have listed here, and
from Eeks
for $10,079. Okay, that's my motion. Have a good night.
I will second that.
Yes, sir.
Call a roll, please, Cherie.
Brian.
Yes.
Oh, they just put a total on everything. Good God,
yes.
Confused.
You know what I'm saying?
Scott.
Yes.
Attaboy. Okay, item five, commissioner committee reports.
You know what? There's some things I've had done. I've done some things, but I forgot what I did.
You got to write it down.
I got to write it down this time.
All right. Brian?
Thanks for having me.
Brian? Troy?
I went to Planning and Zoning Tuesday.
Thank you.
They talked about Summit and Summit Carbon Solutions, mm-hmm. and they tabled it because they want 100%, and I think they're at 70%. So right now that's tabled. And the last thing they brought up was light pollution, I believe. And I think they're going to kind of look around and figure out what other places do with that. And
okay,
that's going to be an ongoing thing for a moment.
I imagine.
Huh?
I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I have, is that it, Troy?
That's it.
The only thing I have is Friday I went to the, it was a meeting with the NRD and the new rural water that's going in out by, this was Fords Homer area, really pretty, going to double their capacity, headed over to M Avenue over there in that vicinity, and it's going to be nice. They're pretty excited about that. So that is all I have. Cherie, mail and or emergency business?
The only thing I have is that we will be having a budget hearing, so September 5th at 5:30 p.m. as well as our regular meeting at 3. So our budget hearing can be the same time as our board meeting. And then the other thing is I gave you each a letter from Kevin O'Dell.
Yep.
Regarding the alarms being hooked into the HVAC of the jail.
Yeah, that was the...
You can see from that, apparently.
And I don't know even today if those are done. Because the sheriff, last I knew, sheriff was trying to get a hold of somebody to do that for us.
The last I knew that I had Rodney involved after the last meeting, and then he got involved with Jesse, and then the sheriff got involved. And I know you all find this hard to believe, but I think he had kind of had a little bit of a BF, and then he was supposed to be getting a hold of somebody. Okay. You know, everybody knows what a BF is? No. But anyways, that's the last I heard.
Okay.
So, but I will follow up, okay, as soon as we leave here with Rodney.
Okay. Anything else, Sheree? Brian, when you were here last year, the budget meeting is in between them. We have to have two separate meetings on the 5th.
Right.
So, anyway. Yeah.
May I?
You can.
Okay. I've been dying to do this, even though I think it's the dumbest shit I've ever done, but I want to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
Great.
Been doing it for 100 years, and all of a sudden, here comes Sheree. You gotta make a motion.
You've been wrong for 100 years.
Been wrong for 100 years. So we're still in. We've never adjourned.
We did after the first meeting I was here.
Right, as I'm talking about prior, we've always been open.